brook trout are thriving again in streams in southeastern Minnesota.
Yeah. There was a picture of it in the paper. What a good-looking fish.
When the brookie can survive, you know you've got yourself a clean stream.
You'd think so. Yep. But this was some freak, right?
That's the brookie is the most sensitive, I believe.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, John has the story. Why am I seeing anything?
It just says they were nearly wiped out by overfishing and destruction of the habitats in the streams. They restocked them with East Coast strains of brookies. They began doing that early in the 20th century, and they've rebuilt the supply back up.
How about that? Yeah.
With their mouth.
Where'd you park your car?
But then again, when you catch a brookie and you catch a lunker, it's about this big.
But a brookie would taste better than a lunker.
Yeah, but seriously, they're very, very small. They're about the size
of
a perch.
It's pretty casual.
Right, it is casual.
Well, you know, fish and human beings can both live together.
I have that somewhere, don't I? And if I had been on the ball, you would have heard me play that, but I have no idea where it is. weren't they in blue?
By the Afghani protesters.
Well, weren't they in blue?
Somebody changes the color.
What is going on here? Who does that? Paul Brand?
I think it's Paul Brand.
You know who's doing it?
The chief maintenance officer.
I'll tell you who's doing it. Mishki's doing it.
Yeah?
Mishki's doing whatever he can to sabotage you.
He's doing it by accident.
He doesn't know how to do it.
Right. Mishki's got a real beef
and
with you.
Fish can coexist peacefully.
I think Kenny's trying to cause trouble here. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not listening.
There's some serious issues there.
Yeah.
Now, broadcasting from the border country of Minneapolis and St. Paul, it's Mishki.
And it's going to be Olson. Where's Roadside? I can get him. That'd be great.
Tom,
I knew guys like you in grade school.
Yeah, punks.
You weren't actually players, but you liked to play puppeteer and sort of move the strings as a form of entertaining yourselves.
Yeah, just see what happens. Right, exactly.
I no longer trust anything you tell me about Willie. I don't believe anything you've told me so far.
Yeah.
And I now think of you as a subversive at KSDP who is not here with the best interests of those you work with at heart. And I'm wondering if you really want to pursue this path, because I would hate to retaliate by letting people know about your Klan connections.
Oh, come on. Look, here's the deal with Willie. You don't have to worry about Willie. It's Souchere who has the big problem with you.
Wish you fuel.
For some reason, Joe's really upset with you. Are you guys even talking off the air?
See, I didn't know about this.
Because you're going out. He goes out the front door. You come in the back door. So, yeah, I guess you aren't talking.
No, I come in the door on University Avenue.
Right, the front door. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with Joe, but he's pretty upset with you. And take him on. Have at him. Take a shot. Go ahead.
Because forget about Willie. I wasn't talking about Willie. Willie was just an addendum. I'm talking about you in the first 15 minutes of the 5 o'clock hour. You forgot I occasionally listen. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah?
See, that wasn't Joe there. That was you. Bringing up my name for no reason whatsoever on something I know nothing about. And I now wonder whether that isn't what's responsible for a lot of things that are going on when I'm not around. And again, while it's entertaining to you, I'm wondering if you really want to play this kind of hardball.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yes,
okay.
I do. Yes, I
okay.
do. Yes, I do.
Okay, well, just let it be known that at 5:38 on this date in February, Kenny agreed hardball was fine. You will rue the day you did.
Here we go, folks. Strap yourselves in.
Should be interesting. All right, just wanted to make sure that I didn't want to play without some acquiescence on your part. All right, very good. Thank you, sir. All right. There goes Kenny David Duke Olson. Hey.
What?
I thought you said hardball was fine.
Listen here, cracker. None of that, okay?
Oh, there are rules? What are the rules? How about that we have to be honest? Should we have those as rules? If so, that would, of course, alter how you behave.
Your call, buddy. I might have to rethink this.
You might want to rethink the hardball. Let me know.
Yeah, give me 10 minutes.
Okay. Sooch.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Did you know you had a subversive on your show?
I'm telling you something. I'm glad you stuck up in your own odd way. You didn't believe him.
Well, of late...
The guy is a subversive, a submersible.
I have of late believed him on this Willie stuff without checking it out, and he's been trying to stir something up with the morning show, and then today I was listening, and I heard him throw my name in for no reason on some trouble, and he did it with such relish, I realized... That's what this guy's doing. There's no trouble with Willie. Willie's not saying any of these things. And he's just going around trying to make his job a little more entertaining by having something to watch from the sidelines.
Exactly. I've never said a word. I love Tommy Mischke.
Well, this is... Now that he's been unmasked, I hope that you take whatever is said with a grain of salt, because I now... What I am not doing... But,
let me tell you something. He is not to be trusted.
That's insight. I didn't know Kenny very well coming into this new show. And
not to be trusted.
All right. And that's the way it'll be from now on.
Yeah. Everything with a big grain of salt.
Thanks for the heads up. We have them.
Right.
We have them cornered. We have them pegged.
Yes, we do.
All right, Joe. Thanks.
Yeah.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny, who is your traffic guy... can be believed when he said there, when he says there's a rollover here. Can be believed when he says there's a block and a lane there. But anything else, he's a troublemaker. I'll tell you the guy we had in grade school. We all know him. The boys, well, there were 30 of us. 30 of us boys who went to Nativity. There were 30 boys and 60 girls. Got out of Nativity in the 1970s. And each one of them, you could find them now in their 40s, and they would tell you who this guy is. He was well known. And he was the guy who never actually had the guts to break the garage window. But he'd sure encourage you to. He wouldn't have the guts to actually go up and knock on the door or play ding-dong ditch, but he would find a way to get someone else to do it for him, and then he'd be on the sidewalk laughing. He would be the guy in high school who'd hand you the shot but never actually do it himself. We lost touch after high school, but I'm sure in college this continued. I'd give his name away, but it's a prominent St. Paul family. Fine Irish family. And we'll leave it at that. And as soon as I heard that on Joe's program today, I said, there's the cause. And actually, I have one other... memory of an experience like this when I first started here at KSTP. Won't name the guy, won't name the show. Neither the show nor the guy I'm talking about is around anymore. But trusting someone to pass along some messages for me was a mistake in this particular instance, which I learned later, because the guy who was supposed to be passing along a message here or there didn't have my best interests at heart. And decided he also was interested in stirring the pot and causing trouble, and caused quite a bit of it. He's no longer here. The show is no longer here. But I should have learned. Should have learned. Well, look who's come crawling back. What did you think you were going to do when you came back to this station the second time? Think you were going to shake things up? Going to Olsenize the place?
I don't know what...
Did you forget that in the years while you were gone...
I've got to do traffic
here.
Make this quick.
We had some people here who figured out a few things and are very well prepared to take you on, including yours truly. Are you the guy behind most of the trouble?
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I don't know who you... Who
does
you,
Willie really obsess...
I don't know who you think that call was from, but that wasn't
about
from Sue
show. Does Willie obsess about my show?
Yeah, he hates you.
Why would that be, I wonder?
Because of the smack you were talking about him his first day here on the air. It was the first day that your show moved. The first thing you did was start talking smack about him.
No, I didn't. You're not going to get in this traffic report tonight. Did you know that?
Look, here's the deal. We discussed this last Friday. Super Talk State Fair sucks.
Remember when you
it's
said
it's boring.
Remember when
we
you
need
said
to liven this up. The only way to make Super Talk a huge hit is to have Ron Rosenbaum walk up to Joe Souchere and give him a, you know, a punch in the gut.
Why don't
Who wouldn't want to see that?
See, notice it's you as witness, as viewer, not participant. Why don't we, since you're on several shows a day, why don't we make you, you're the guy. Why don't we start something between you and Bob Davis? And I'm thinking something along the lines of a tryst.
Bob and I, no, Bob and I are on good terms.
You are now. Give me a week, brother. I'll let you get through this.
East 62 is 11 minutes between Tracy and the Crosstown Commons bottleneck. Yeah, there's no sponsor. East 94 running 17 minutes between the downtowns. By the way, that's only 6 minutes over the off-peak average. Delays right around I-94 and again at 169 means the commoner lanes of outbound 394 are 15 from downtown to Ridgedale. And South 35W looks absolutely atrocious through South Minneapolis, but they're telling me it's only 12 minutes between downtown Minneapolis and the Strip. And you can take that to the bank, fella. That is the absolute truth. 12 minutes downtown to the Strip. And look, if I wasn't in such a hurry, I'd stick around and chat, but I really got to run.
Hardball, yes or no, call it?
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it.
All right.
If you think you're up to the task.
Not only that, I could tell you a couple stories about my past. I'd torpedo my career to take you on. I'd throw this show away to do it. Once I get focused, I'm unstoppable.
We've got to set up some ground rules.
It's jungle rules.
No. Nothing about our past is worth bringing up on the air, okay? Nothing.
You mean that KKK stuff was true? I was winging it there.
Nothing about our past is up for discussion.
I don't know anything about your past.
Nor do I about yours.
Okay, well, that's fair then. And otherwise, it's open season.
You know, I hear tell Kodiak isn't really that pleased with you either. Uh-huh. Were you slamming him or something? Did you say something to somebody else off the air about him? Because Kodiak.
See, my way of attacking Kodiak is going to be completely different.
He said he was going to rip your limbs off and stuff them down your throat. Well, he was talking about one particular limb, but. Mm-hmm. So you might want
to. I've been known to take vacation time to get even. All right. Very good.
I hope that's cleared up.
Brian.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
You know, if today was a holiday, we wouldn't need him for traffic.
Very good point.
Another vote for a holiday.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP. And now a man who's never had a relationship with a tree. Joe Souchere.
Hold everything. Do you have the message that you played for me?
Yes, I do.
I don't need it now, but will it be ready to go later in the show?
It's any time.
Then later in the show, I will make an announcement pertaining to the message. And I am glad to see some unity on the part of the people behind this microphone.
Okay. Okay.
In the face of a possible, well, let's just put it this way.
Yes.
We're having a little trouble with our traffic guy. Okay?
Okay.
We're in a little trouble with our traffic guy. Wasn't enough that I was did 3.5 hours yesterday. I had to call the Mishki
Called
show.
Called in again. That was not an imposter. That was you.
And found Mishki and I in absolute agreement about the kinds of mischief, the traffic guy's up to, and there'll be an announcement later in the show.
Okay.
Count.
This is your mother.
This is your mother speaking.
We got so many people, but we got a new deal. Species.
New mammals? Mating dances? Oh, there he is. You be here later for a little announcement, traffic boy. You're in trouble. You, right there. You're in trouble. You've been found out. You know what you are? A spy in the midst. Possibly a plant from a rival radio station. That's Mishki's theory.
Uh-huh. Are you talking about me?
Oh, I am talking about you, yes.
Oh, you've got some serious issues.
Oh, we'll see. We'll find. We'll find out.
It's time for you to man up and face things.
No, you're going to play the statement for him right now. Right. Play the state. No. Take down the music and play the statement for him right now. Play the statement for him.
Hear it again later on, too.
Yeah, play it. Quiet. The doc stands.
We have a bad seed among us. We have a cancer here at KSTP. A member of our staff willfully sowing the seeds of dissension for his own amusement. He has been spreading falsehoods and fabrications intended to disrupt any possible harmony that might exist within our walls so as to be entertained by the slow disintegration in relations. He is a virus. A virus that has infected all areas of programming, and he must be neutralized. He must be defanged. He must be relegated to a far back seat like some unruly, misbehaved child. It is now believed he was sent from a competing radio station to destroy what we have built.
Mm-hmm.
He is not good for business. He is a carbuncle on our collective behinds.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
His name... Kenny Olson.
Uh-huh. That's right, Mr.
You
Mischke.
You have been warned.
Yes, you have been. Yes, you have been.
You know now.
Walking around here, dropping your little bombs here. Hey, Mischke, Soucheray's got a problem. Hey, Mischke, Willie's after you. Hey, Willie, Mischke's after you. Hey, Mischke, Soucheray's after you.
You're all a bunch of women.
Yeah, all for your own amusement.
No,
all for your own amusement.
You know the kind of load I have to carry with all you clowns coming to me at various parts of the day talking trash about the other guy? I'm sick of this.
This is what you've been found out about.
Exactly.
This is what you've been found out about. No one's talking trash about anybody, mister.
We were just warned about this. Oh.
Mister.
Oh.
Garage Logic will be back in a moment. Here is John Haidt in the AM 1500 KSTP newsroom.
Thank you, Joe.
Newsman... that we've all trusted.
Thank you very much, Joe. Cloudy.
Yes, ma'am.
30 degrees. News brought to you by Transglobal Vacations. That is news. Time for real-time traffic with the carbuncle, Kenny Olson, on AM 1500.
Traffic that's being monitored by management, I might remind you.
Oh, like they have no clue. Yeah. That is your real-time deal on the talker.
Now, before you start the news... Do you have anything to say for yourself? Have you been trying to stir things up? Have you been conducting yourself in ways that are causing trouble for the staff?
You don't have enough material today?
No, I got plenty. I got plenty here.
You
got
to go right.
Play the warning. Play the warning. Play the warning.
Thanks for it.
Play the warning.
Read a newspaper.
Have a lesson, people in the Twin Cities.
Gentlemen, we have a bad seed among us. We have a cancer here at KSTP. A member of our staff willfully sowing the seeds of dissension for his own amusement.
Mm-hmm.
He has been spreading falsehoods and fabrications intended to disrupt any possible harmony that might exist within our walls so as to be entertained by the slow disintegration in relations. He is a virus. A virus that has infected all areas of programming. And he must be neutralized. He must be defanged.
Mm-hmm.
He must be relegated to a far back seat like some unruly, misbehaved child.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is now believed he was sent from a competing radio station to destroy what we have built.
Yep.
He is not good for business.
Get me out of here, Tom.
He is a carbuncle on our collective behind.
Oh!
His name, Kenny Olson.
Mm-hmm.
You have been warned.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's just another guy apparently allergic to show prep. He's T.D. Mischke, and he's next on AM 1500 KSTP.
Mischke, AM 1500 KSTP. Here he is now, the Grand Dragon himself, Roadkill Kenny, with traffic for Whitey.
Okay, thanks, Tom. East 694, 17 minutes, Silver Lake Road over to Rice. It's 20 minutes right now for the East Crosstown from 169 to 35W. East 94, more painful than a carbuncle, 16 from the tunnel to 280. West 94 seems to be okay, though. Maybe a couple of minutes of delays between Cedar and the tunnel, not a big deal. Back out on the west side, North 169, averaging 22 minutes from the strip up to I-94. And then it's 10 minutes between 610 and Hanson for West US 10. I got to go, Tom. See you tomorrow.
Gee, have a... call, buddy. You have a friend who wants to say hi.
Let's get this over with.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
Kenny, it's Willie.
Willie who? Willie, I'm surprised you're sober at this hour.
Well, I, you know, Tommy placed a call for me today, so I wanted to make sure I stayed off the sauce until now.
After everything I've heard about you from Tom, I'm just surprised that you're upright and around and able to dial a phone.
Willie, how are things going with Ken in the morning?
Well, the guy's poison, Tom. What can I tell you?
They call me the cooler. I'm the ratings cooler.
They call you the Prince of Freaking Darkness. So the last guys...
So I'm glad you guys worked this out. I'm glad to see your friends again.
The last guys had a lot of trouble with you. I didn't used to understand that. The old morning guys, Kenny, I hear that Kodiak and Bob just never really connected with you chemistry-wise.
You know, I've always gotten along very well with Bob Davis. As a matter of fact, I think he's my only friend in the building.
Not anymore. I talked to him.
He's the only guy
recently.
I know that will not talk behind your back.
And won't talk to you at all, from what I hear.
That's not true. I had a nice conversation.
See, the rest of us were having an enjoyable time with you as our traffic guy and kind of a fun little guy to talk to. But that wasn't enough for you. You decided you wanted more here at KSTP.
No, it's nothing like that. And I don't think me being the topic of discussion is the way to go. This obviously, it shows me that neither one of you two do any show prep.
Uh-huh, and how's that?
Well, what are you talking about me for? I'm the traffic guy.
The same way the Nicole Simpson family talked about O.J. when they didn't necessarily want to.
Oh, please. Oh, you know, please.
When you go around behind people's backs with a knife, a large blade, you know, the glove fits.
I'm reporting what has been told to me. I'm sick of being the pile-on guy that, you know, hey, what did Mischke say about me last night? And, oh, hey, what's with Willie talking about me
now.
In the morning?
You're
you know, I don't get up at 6 in the morning, so I can't listen.
You don't have a colorful enough life, and thus you have created this sort of fantasy that you live in, and you have to pay the piper now.
All right, whatever. Yeah, you've got nothing, do you?
I've got that.
Huh?
And your comeback is, all right, whatever, which means you have nothing. Thank you, Ken. And Willie, it's great to talk to you. So how long you been working with Roadkill? I understand that's the name you guys go with in the morning.
Oh, since December. And, you know, he knocks us for not doing show prep, which we do a lot of. And his version of show prep, he sits in his office reading Jugs magazine all morning.
And, of course, in that case, you're not kidding, right?
No, not kidding at all. And I really am offended by the off-color remarks he makes about the women downstairs at Channel 5. He's just, like, salivating at the mouth when they come on TV in the morning. So I've had to switch that off. So
we used to have Art Reeder, who was sort of a choir boy and well-respected here in the Twin Cities as our traffic guy. I don't know what happened to Art. But it reminds me a little bit of when Cincinnati all of a sudden went to Jerry Springer as a mayor.
Yes.
How are things going in the morning outside of the problems with Kenny?
Well, they're going all right. You know, everything is, we have a sidekick in now, Jay Coles. And
now, wait a minute. Is that permanent?
Yes.
It is. No one sent a memo to me.
I know. No memo went out. I don't know what goes on with that, but...
Well, wait a minute.
This would be a perfect opportunity for you, Mischke, to come clean and tell Willie what you told all of us about J. Coles. Go ahead.
Oh, I have no problem admitting that.
Oh, go ahead. Tell. Yeah, go ahead.
See, Willie probably caught that.
What'd you say?
About Jay?
Yeah.
I said he and his wife used to listen to the program in bed. They used to let me know that they listened in bed. And one time I ran into him at Dunn Brothers on Grand Avenue, and he wanted to work for the program. And he didn't care about money because he said Rebecca makes plenty, and he offered to travel the country and report from various spots in the United States as part of my program. And I said, well, they'll never be able to pay you for that. He says, it doesn't matter.
So we're not paying him. He just comes in and hangs around.
Well, if that truly is permanent, this is great, because I really have enjoyed him with you, and I didn't know. I thought you were trying out different people. I said today, because he was going on and on that stadium business.
Oh, he'd lost his mind this morning.
And he was, you know, he was dominating, and I said, wow, he's on a roll with this caller, and he's cooking as though the stuff is right in front of him. He had the information, and he was talking about the genie out of the bottle, and this is the way life is now, and we just have to get used to it. And I couldn't hear you at all, and I said, either this guy doesn't know his role, or he's been allowed a permanent status on your program.
Well, you have to let people have their spots, you know. You have to share the limelight. And so he was on a roll. He seemed to know quite a bit about that. And being new to the area, I don't have a history with the Twins as far as the stadium issue. So you just have to kind of step off to the side.
Well, he's a nice chemistry contrast to you. It's very clear when you two are on, you know, when one's talking, who's talking? You guys have a very different energy level and a different sort of demeanor, and you compliment each other. But I did not know that was permanent. I'm glad to hear that. Jay will have something to do every day instead of hang out at Dunn Brothers. And are you actually partners, or is one a sidekick?
I don't know what the exact title is. Again, nothing was ever put out in writing, so how do you know?
Tell us how much you each make, and then we'll decide.
Well, that would be the case. Now, I have a question to ask you. All of these, you left a nice voice message for me today, and you said that these, you know, I'm up here now, and you know, you hear about this Minnesota Nice, but I didn't really understand the backstabbing issue until today, and what was being told to you that you actually believed.
Yeah, I had come to believe from Kenny that you were every morning just coming in ripping me for something I said on the show the night before.
He was.
And I was believing it because I said, why would a guy make that up? See, I also tend to believe this Minnesota Nice nonsense, and I shouldn't, because it is a facade.
Yeah.
And I should tell you that. It is primarily an essay clerk saying, have a nice day. But it's there's still your neighbor looking out the bathroom window at you reporting on some garbage in your backyard. So it's not all nice. And what we have here with Mr. Olson is a guy who decided to stir the pot for his own amusement. And he got burned. He got burned.
You're like a couple of little lovers, aren't you? You just love each other.
Actually, I have grown quite fond of Willie.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have to go back and tip a few and talk this over because
we won't be able to bring
that.
Kenny. I guess he doesn't do that anymore.
Right.
That's right. He doesn't go out and do that.
Yeah. I'd like to hear what happened that caused you to have to hang it up, Kenny. Did you just go a little bit too far? Because that's hard to believe that maybe one night you went a little bit too far. Maybe stepped over the line a little bit.
Maybe
bit off more than you can chew.
I found myself approaching your level of drunkenness, and that's when I decided to call it quits.
Okay. All right, Willie, I'll be in touch. But just so we are on the same page, ignore anything the man says about me. I'll do the same about you.
Joe had the best line yesterday. The man is not to be believed.
You can both go to hell.
See you, Willie.
See ya.
It's Willie Clark from The Morning Show, where you'll also find Kenny Olson and apparently now Jay Coles permanently. Well, what a nice little family we have now. I think we're all together. It's a lot of love in the building.